The Christ Within by Lillian DeWaters, Chapter 6. There is that which is above thinking. There is that which is above being. It is the Christ consciousness. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. When the mind of Jesus Christ is in us, then we can think, speak, act as he did. Then we shall no longer look for cause of trouble, but will know, he that watcheth for iniquity shall be cut off. And we may ask, which of you convinceth me of sin? The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him. Ezekiel 33:12. Put up the sword that cuts two ways, the sword that would reap down evil. I have overcome the world. I have destroyed the works of the devil, proclaimed our King. What is the true sword of God? The Word of God. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. What greater sword could there be than the Word that was God manifested in the flesh? And is not this sword now being manifested to us continually as the indwelling Christ? The gift of God to us is Himself, His joy for our sorrow, His victory for our defeat, His atonement for our separation, His fullness for our emptiness. It takes high vision, it takes consecration, love, and devotion to truth, that the cobwebs of fear, doubt, and ignorance be blown away. I can both lay down my life and take it up again, announced Jesus. Why could Jesus do this, that no one else ever did? Because he was life, because he was God manifest in the flesh. The ways of the stars may alter, the calculations of mathematics may readjust, but recognition of the Almighty Redeemer shall not fail to save, to heal, to redeem, and to deliver, declared an inspired writer. There is a force mightier than the strongest wind, fleeter than the fleetest arrow, stronger than the strongest thought, and this force is Christ in you. Act as though I were, and ye shall know I am. We do not fight man. We do not fight for truth. I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, Isaiah 49:25, is the promise of spirit to the hearkener. We should have the vision of Paul when he said, I am determined to know no man among you save Jesus Christ, the free spirit, the victorious Christ. Our divinity as the sons of God and as joint heirs with Christ is now apparent to us. And from this state of consciousness we say, all power is given unto me. The will of God is that perfection be manifested in me. Let this will of God be done. Let there be health. Let there be harmony. Let there be light. This is our at-one-ment, the consciousness of the Christ in us. Still with thee when purple morning breaketh, when the bird waketh and the shadows flee, fairer than morning, lovelier than the daylight, dawns the sweet consciousness, I am with thee. Why put faith or trust in man? All my trust on thee is stayed. Why look to man for peace? My peace will I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Why look to man to fill your pocketbook? Those that love me inherit substance. Why look to your own mentality for wisdom and understanding? I will instruct and teach thee. Why look outside of God and the finished kingdom for deliverance? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Is not this high watch? Is not this the teaching of Jesus Christ? Behold, God exalted by his power. Who teaches like him? Remember to magnify his works that they may be seen afar off. And I will put a new song into your mouth. This new song is the mystery of mastery, the mystery of the kingdom, the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, that thy way may be known upon earth, and thy saving health among all nations. Thus, the Christ science is the science that teaches us the indwelling Christ, that teaches us the finished kingdom. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the high God. This is the risen doctrine of the risen Christ. This is the secret of the kingdom of God. There can be no kingdom without a king, and the one and only king is Jesus Christ, the victorious I am. This king is in us and is the indwelling Christ. It was after the resurrection of Jesus, after he had proved his words, after he had seen that his disciples recognized his deity, that then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scripture. And beginning with Moses, Genesis, he showed them that he was the Messiah, Emmanuel. He showed them his pre-incarnate existence as the angel of God and promised, "If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it." His name alone stands for victory, magistral splendor, heavenly inspiration, mighty deliverance, divine activity, miracle-working glory. There is that in every man which cannot be sick, which cannot be weak, which cannot be poor, which cannot die. This that is the I am, or Christ, in every man, woman, and child. This Christ in you is what we should recognize, praise, glorify, and deify. Because of this Christ in us, we should refuse to accept sickness, trouble, disaster, knowing that it belongeth not to Christ and his kingdom, and so it belongeth not to us. For this cause, not recognizing the indwelling Christ above trouble, many are sick among you, and many die. 1 Corinthians 11:30. Let us preach deliverance to the captives of matter and mind. Eye hath not seen, physical plane hath not revealed, neither have entered into the heart of man, nor is it possible for the mind to comprehend the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. To stop here, as many do, is to stop in a wrong place, to miss something very important, and to keep back a wonderful declaration and promise. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. Thus, that which the eyes cannot behold, nor the ears hearken to, nor the mind encompass, is made known to us now by the Spirit. The book of Revelation is the book of high doctrine. I looked and I beheld is its key. It is the book of victorious Jesus Christ and his finished kingdom. It is the book which no man can unseal, save the man who has his vision fixed on the pivotal character of heaven and earth. For who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. No man in and of self, or through the avenue of his own reason or intellect, can open or disclose the mysteries of Revelation. But let us weep not, for there is one who has opened the book. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to open the book. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hath redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto the Lamb for ever and ever. Revelation 5:13. Thus he who is conscious of and has made at one ment with the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Lamb of God, the Christ within, can open the Scriptures and can understand them. What shall I do with Jesus that is called the Christ? But whom say ye that I am? I am the truth. I am the first and the last. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I am the bright and morning star. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Isaiah 52:7. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto thee these things in the churches. I am the bright and morning star. I am Alpha and Omega. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ, which must be preached to all nations, for all nations shall call him blessed. Psalm 72:17. The highest vision we may have, the highest watch we can know, is look unto me, and be ye healed, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and beside me there is none else. And this, look upon the fields, for they are already white to harvest. Here we have the vision placed to reality, the finisher, and to the finished kingdom, the king and the kingdom, perfect God and perfect manifestation. That toward which we place our visional sense determines the manifested state. Therefore, accepting Christ, the free, and becoming a new creature, born into spirit, we declare perfection here and now. We turn away from sickness and trouble and fix our gaze on our inheritance, the finished, glorious, prepared kingdom, present regardless of any contrary appearances. That which is finished is finished. That which is done is done. That which is eternally is. It is well that we have the same vision of perfection that Jesus had, the same vision of wholeness and harmony ever present, that said, The works that I do ye shall do also in my name, that said, Rise and walk, come forth, see, hear, speak. Is not the Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then is not this Christ still speaking these words to you and to me? Let us no longer suffer in mind or in body for past mistakes, but let us take the charmed rod, the magical name, the I Am, and speak our deliverance, our freedom, our liberty, our fullness of joy. There is one verse that occurs 5 times in the Bible, and the last time it makes its appearance through Habakkuk, the prophet of hope. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. The understanding of the triune God shall fill every heart. All shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Man has become weary of his thoughts, and seeks for higher power to free him from his mental prison, writes one. What but your own wrong thinking gives sickness and disaster and sorrow and death their power, writes another. Higher doctrine declares, without inward vision, the thought would be toneless, lifeless. My peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth, asserted Jesus. If thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Master, where dwellest thou? Asked his disciples. Come and see, he answered. This is the message of the golden age, the present dispensation. Come and see. Come and dine. I will. Be thou clean, declares the King Self. Let us declare this will of God until, like the shedding of the light, the will of God is manifested on earth as the waters cover the sea. Come, ye blessed of my Father, calls the voice of Free Spirit. Look on us, commanded Peter and John to the lame man at the temple gate. For their vision was fixed to Jesus Christ, whose promise was warm within them. What will of the mind can resist the will of God? What pain of the mind or body can resist one's clear and transparent vision of eternal truth, of reality, of the finished kingdom? Looking down, Mary saw the grave and the gardener. Looking up, Mary saw the victorious Jesus, Master. I, if I be lifted up, shall draw all men unto me. As we lift the Christ, the I Am, he is the magnet. Come and dine is his invitation. The praises and love and glory that we feel for Jesus who hung on the cross 3 hours should not be preached in sermons that have their vision on the suffering Jesus, or the martyred Jesus, nor the human Jesus. But our praise and glory should be shouts to the risen King, he who overcame death, he who led captivity captive, he who transcended all previous wonders and miracles and came forth from the grave victorious. Our Christ is a risen, living, ever-present Christ. The science of recognition of the presence of Christ in every man is the science of the highest. This is why we can say, I will, I can, I do. He is our teacher. It is only a selfish and limited vision that seeks to have or to find loyal students, for those who stand as teachers of truth should have their vision fixed on truth and not on student, and those who are students of truth should have their vision fixed on truth rather than on the teacher. A student or teacher loyal to Christ is loyal to all men. But a student whose aim is to be loyal to his teacher, so-called, is thereby disloyal to God. And the very instant a teacher desires obedience or loyalty from his students, or those he chooses to call students, he displays by his edict that he is dominated by no higher consciousness than the law consciousness, and that he is yielding to subtle personality. Let us watch that we avoid this pitfall. A teacher, standing with his vision high, will not discourage his students from reading literature other than that which he himself has written or edited, or which he believes to be authorized. Nor will he discourage any who have taken instruction from him in looking elsewhere for higher food. The teacher of high vision encourages all to read any books that they believe will aid them in their journey heavenward, always admonishing that self be set aside, that the inner voice may be heard. No one in this universe can speak a higher truth than did Jesus Christ. His name is the one and only name that needs to be heralded, broadcast, and worshipped. There will be no one who can speak greater than he spoke, for he is the last. Some may think that he was the second Adam, and so there may still be greater characters on this earth. This is not true. Jesus is never called the second Adam, but is called the last Adam. He is the beginning. Without him was not anything made that was made, and he is the ending. I am the beginning and ending, Revelation 1:8. How long shall it take us to decide whether Christ or self shall rule our lives? How many lessons must be learned? How many deep waters must be encountered? How many tests must be met? This little poem so beautifully expresses the glory of the surrendered mind, the new birth wherein Christ is all to the individual. I owned a little boat a while ago, and sailed a morning sea without a fear, and whither any breeze might fairly blow, I steered my little craft afar or near. Mine was the boat, and mine the air, and mine the sea, nor mine a care. My boat became my place of mighty toil. I sailed at sunset to the fishing ground. At morn the boat was freighted with the fishing spoil that my all-conquering work and skill had found. Mine was the boat, and mine the net, and mine the skill and power to get. One day there passed the silent shore, while I my net was casting in the sea, a man who spake as never man before. I followed him. A new life began in me. Mine was the boat, but his the voice, and his the call, yet mine the choice. Oh, 'twas a fearful night out on the lake, and all my skill availed not at the helm, till him asleep I wakened, crying, "Take, take thou command, lest waters overwhelm." His was the boat, and his the sea, and his the peace over all and me. Once from the boat he taught the curious throng, then bade me let down the net into the sea. I murmured, but obeyed, nor was it long before the catch amazed and humbled me. His was the boat, and his the skill, and his the catch, and his my will. The closest friend may deceive us, the nearest relative may forget us, the warmest companionship may break or be severed, and there may come a time in our lives when we seem alone, but can we ever be alone? No. The heavenly union of ye and me and I and you can never be broken or altered. This is one union that is above time and circumstances, above earth, above death. Christ is always within us as the vine in the branch, and my sheep shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them from my hand. Is not Christ the eternal remedy, the solace for all grief or sighs of any nature? And o'er earth's troubled, angry sea, I see Christ walk and come to me and tenderly, divinely talk. The following is a quote by the initials ACG. The mind produces that upon which it looks. The goal cannot be discovered by reason. The intellect is a tool of the soul. By intellect alone, no man has ever yet discovered the meaning of life. God, the creator and controller of the entire universe, is the gracious host, waiting to attend his guest children at their call. God's love is the surrender of his mind, his power, his substance to his children. All that he is, all that he has, is spread before us, waiting our intelligent recognition and acceptance of the gifts. The balanced and effective life is the daily flight that we take into God, and coming down from this mount of transfiguration, utilizing the knowledge, wisdom, and love thus gained in the solution of the problems of the human family. It is useless to try to understand God through intellectual processes. Revelation alone enables us to understand. Cosmic glimpses are borne in upon us in moments of quiet relaxation, when we cease from the strain of human strife and permit them to come. No man is free as long as he can drown in water, burn in fire, or be buried in earth. His mastery must come through knowing the spirituality of the universe and the immortal security of spiritual man. The omniscient holds man within himself, knowing the eternal real of him, which is all there is to know. This is the conclusion of Chapter 6 of The Christ Within by Lillian de Waters. This writing was read by Laura Cassell in the year 2005.